What's happening? What's going on? Rabbi Shlomo here. Listen, when I'm in the kitchen ripping up some kreplaks or some gefilte fish or a big pot of those hrappen schlappen shaking, nothing keeps a smile on my face like listening to my favorite Schlemiel and Schlemazel, John Boy and Billy. They're a regular Hush and Pfeffer Incorporated. So you guys are rednecks, huh? What's that like?
Cock-a-doodle-doo, up Adam. It is Thursday, January the 20th. We got the Big Show on the radio. Look at the old crew in here, John Boy and Billy.
Are you the old crew or the whole
old
crew?
Old, yeah, both.
Watch it.
I know the fella's moving around the lobby area. Marcy Tater.
Howdy.
Potato, good morning.
Hello.
Randall.
Hello.
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 Jackie, who got my back? Jackie, who got my back?
Oh,
I got your back. I got your back. I hate that commercial.
She
and Andy behind the
play.
Glass.
I don't think the wave is going to break out here on the airport.
All right. This is what we tell you about national days that we have. And a lot of them are real stupid, and I'll try to point that out. Today is National Disc Jockey Day.
What a stupid day.
A day to appreciate radio disc jockeys.
I'm in the business and don't.
Right. In fact, you made less because you work with them.
Yeah, you are one. Appreciate yourself.
No.
All right.
Not much discs involved anymore.
No.
And surprisingly little jockeying, really.
I mean, it really is something. I mean, here, I've been in radio so long, I could not come in here and put this show on the radio.
I know, we've heard it.
Wait, let everybody recover from that.
With all these computer stuff, you know. Luckily, I do have a touch screen. But yeah, man, we were queuing records up, man. Get 45s, put them on the record player, get it ready. I mean, it was hard.
Ever edited sounds by using a razor blade on a piece of magnetic tape?
Sure, absolutely.
We're right on the tail end of that era.
I'll go one better. If I took away your door card, you wouldn't be able to get in the building.
That's true. I know, man. It is crazy.
Everything's changed, man.
All right, let's see. It's a National Butter Crunch Day. It says on January 20th, it recognizes the flavorful toffee candy that comes in several varieties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Sounds like some crank that just kept writing letters till they said, all right, do it.
And one more, it's National Cheese Lovers Day.
Well, who don't?
All right, remember that contest we used to have? I like cheese. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just like they send people through a drive-through window, and that's the only thing they could say until they would tell them to drive around, and then they would win the prize.
He almost lost his door card over that.
National Disc Jockey Day and I Like Cheese Day. They all came together that one year back here. I can't remember when it was.
Then.
All right. Okay. So there are some good memories here that we'll make a little later today.
Huh?
Wow. I appreciate you, Mr. Disc Jockey.
That's all I wanted.
I can't wait.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Yeah, okay, through all that, was just trying to figure out what I just said.
You'll appreciate all the memories we'll make later.
Yeah. Okay.
It's whatever that means.
It's kind of like the TV guys, the future cast.
Yeah.
It's National Disc Jockey Day.
And you're setting a very poor example. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get our first prize pack out. This always works. Get you ready for outbursts. We got a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit in that John Boy and Billy 5-gallon bucket. And if you go to thebigshow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, you get 20% off with the enter code JBB at checkout. All right. 3 dates in history. You know the way we do it. It's where we get our categories. Think along with us. It was on this date in 1994. Shannon Faulkner becomes the first woman to attend classes at the Citadel. In its 151-year history, Shannon Faulkner, first female, she later moved on campus in August of 95, and she quit 6 days later after being admitted to the infirmary on the first day of L Week.
Which made it more like Heck Week.
Yeah.
She was out so quick.
And Mad Max was following that story at the bottom of the hour. We're going to go back and see what Max thought about that.
Okay.
Back on this date, 94. All right. Move up to 04, a 60-year-old. Oh, by the way, 3 military schools. Just think about that. Just your legs up. Giving you a little hint.
Is this one of those future memories?
No, it's right now. 04, it was a 60-year-old auditor was found dead at his desk in the Finnish tax office in Helsinki, and he had been dead for 2 days.
Yikes.
So yet 30 other employees in the tax office and some 100 others on the same floor had not noticed.
Well.
So co-workers and colleagues who might have ordinarily interacted with him were too busy to notice.
Yikes.
So he passed away, took him 2 days to notice.
Wow. All right, so here's a hint. Think about 3 famous auditors.
Let's think about tax office. Tax. All right. And finally on this date, 03, after 14 years of denials, Pete Rose admitted publicly that he had bet on baseball while managing the Cincinnati Reds.
Think 3 other shameful things Pete Rose has done.
There you go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW's your toll-free line. All right. We play Outburst next. Good Thursday morning. The Big Show's on the radio. We're going to do you January 20th. Video of the day, Watch the Lighter. Get you live at her expense at thebigshow.com. And right now, get out winning beginning, boys.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy. Give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number 1. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Say hey to Diane from Marshville, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's everything in Randy Travis's hometown this morning?
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. You know, his real name was Randy Trawick.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Really?
Yeah, you still buy a car from some of his people at Trawick Motors over there. Right, salute. Unless they just bought it and kept the name. I don't know. Yeah. What's that? What's that building that Randy's picture's on the side of there going through Marshfield 74? Do you know that?
I don't know.
Diane, I don't guess you know.
No, I don't know either. All I've heard about it before, though. It's on one of the businesses.
Yeah, you could get out of your house now and then, drive around that fine town.
Well, I drive by when I'm going
to get out of my house. When I get out of my house, I'm going towards your way, Charlotte.
Ah. All right. Well, maybe I'll pull over. I'll be going through
Marshfield. Look, can we work this out off the air?
Yeah, I guess we can. Yeah, let's go. All right, Diane, let's get through the 3 categories. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Honor old Shannon Faulkner, we need 3 military schools. Ready? Go.
West Point, Virginia Tech, and Citadel.
Damn.
All right, you were ready to go. All right, Diane, now... 3 things that have a tax. Ready to go?
Income, alcohol, property.
Yeah, but yeah. Four to win, three things you can bet on. Ready to go?
Baseball, football, and horses.
All right, now, Diane. Winning the big old Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit with a John Mobility 5-gallon bucket. Might be able to sell it to somebody over at Traywick Motors.
Let it go, man.
I will then. All right, Diane, you hang on for Jackie, baby.
Thank you.
All right, bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side. A call from Mad Max back in 94. Shannon Faulkner attended the Citadel for a good 6 days. Show on the radio for you Thursday, January 20th. All right. Later this morning, Mad Max set to call in. So on Max's mind. Right now we're talking about Shannon Faulkner, first female to attend the Citadel, the South Carolina famed military school. And Mad Max was covering it for us. Here's that call.
Come on, Billy.
Yo.
Mad Max.
Hey, Max. How you doing, buddy?
I'm so mad. Or go blind, I guess I'll close one eye and poof.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm confused.
You're confused, huh?
It's Shannon Faulkner in the Citadel thing. Why does she want to do that? She's a woman. It's an all-male school. Why does she want to do that? I don't know whether to scratch my watch or whine my butt.
What?
Shannon Faulkner. Well, her first full day, she was the first one in line for breakfast call at 5 a.m. Monday morning.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Uh-huh. All the news wires and newspapers, they reported that. Shannon Faulkner was the first one in formation.
Yeah.
Why, of course she was. It was breakfast. Took a good look at that girl. Of course you're going to be first in line. Ready to eat. Goodness sake. If she wasn't going to, she ought to be first one out there. Been trying to get in this thing for 2.5 years. Had to go wake her up there at 5:30. Oh, excuse me, Miss Faulkner, you want to line up? Can't I sleep 15 more minutes? Of course she's going to be first in line, you ignorant news hounds. You liberal-minded, led around by the... I just get some, man. I can't think straight.
Yeah.
I'm scratching my watch and winding my butt.
You
already said that? So anyway, there's Shannon Faulkner, first in line for breakfast. Yeah. Big surprise. Let me see. Miss Faulkner and the other... Oh, I'm sorry. Ms. Faulkner and the other trainees were wearing navy blue t-shirts, jogging shorts, black socks, and Oxford shoes when they lined up. Ooh. That's the way it started out in the morning.
Uh-huh.
But did you hear how her first day ended up? She missed the swearing-in ceremony to become a cadet.
No.
She was in the infirmary. Yes, she was sick.
Uh-huh.
Heat-related illness.
Too hot.
She got overcome by the heat in the 100-degree temperature. Very first day of Hail Week.
Uh-huh.
There it is. First in line for breakfast, and then misses the swearing-in ceremony because it was too hot. Oh, yeah. You doing good so far, Shannon. Oh, big win for women. Now, what gets me, there was a couple other cadets in the infirmary that was overcome by heat, too.
Yeah.
Now, we got to say that. It wasn't just Shannon.
Uh-huh.
But how would you like to be those guys when you get back to work? Oh, another sissy there with Shannon. Oh, I bet they think Hell Week. How long is that going to last for them? You got Shannon Faulkner and Flounder in there from Animal House. Maybe Urkel. Two guys. Oh, my goodness. That's going to be tough for them. And Hell Week said, well, what is Hell Week all about? Well, I tell you what it is for the other cadets. Shannon Faulkner wearing jogging shirt, black socks, and Oxford shoes. That's about enough right there. Give me a break. Shannon Faulkner wanting to be a cadet, won't cut your hair and miss the swearing-in ceremony because it's too hot, first in line to eat. Lose some weight, join the wax, and quit ruining my life. Cowboy Billy.
Yeah.
Y'all have a nice day.
Good Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. It's the Diary of Gary Busey.
Dear Diary, this is Gary Busey. Well, Diary, I done made it through the holidays, but it weren't easy. Well, you're an international celebrity and an Academy Award nominee. There's a big demand on your time. So I was obligated to make the rounds of all the big parties. And there's one thing I noticed. Hollywood has got a pretty big problem. And it's spelled B-O. Don't give a crap about the junk in your trunk. My eyes are watering from your body funk. Hey there, dude. I don't mean to be rude, but I'm fed up with your stinkitude. P-U. Now, sad thing is, Diary, this is really nothing new. Used to be when you hear somebody say Hollywood stinks, you think they're talking about the movies, but this ain't about that. Now, when you're mixing with one or two of them, it's easy to find a place to stand down wind. When you're packed in like sardines and you're shoulder to shoulder with these no-bathing honyaks, soap-allergic stink bugs, it's plumb overwhelming. One time I got stuck between Janine Garofalo and Courtney Love. I thought I was going to barf up my Dixie Dinette chili burger. I thought it couldn't get no worse till they started comparing armpit hair. I don't know, but I can tell celebrity armpits kind of smell. They show them off, they ain't afraid, even put them in a braid. Sound off, ee-yaw, sound off, ee-yaw, sound off, ee-yaw, hee-haw, hee-yaw. Now, you figure in a glitzy, glamorous world like this, folks would, you know, stay on top of their personal grooming issues. Now, Diary, I was standing at the pee trough next to Marty Scorsese. I nodded and said, hey, and since he was standing on my good eyesight, I noticed what I thought was a big old booger hanging out of his snot box. Nope. Nose hair. Looks like he done snorted a wishing troll. Jiminy Christmas, is the man so busy he can't take 10 minutes out of his kissing De Niro's butt time to take a brush hog to the inside of the other damn oinker? It was like peeing next to Snuffy Smith. Who goes there? Who goes there? What's that whistling? Just nose hair. Please pay flair. Pass the nair. Giddy up! Yikes. Don't matter the size of the star neither, Diary. I went to one shindig and they had a big old taco bar set up. Make your own kind of deal. Ha ha, hell yeah. Well, I'm standing there sprinkling chorizo on my tortilla. And who sidles up next to me? Old Matt McConaughey. Well, long story short, I wound up eating about 35 tacos on account of the dadgum contact high I got off his shirt. Potlicker must smoke more bales than Secretariat eats. Pass the beans. Give me the cheese. More avocado, if you please. I ain't greedy. I ain't punchy. Me and Matthew's got the munchie. Gobble, gobble. Starting to waddle. Yeah! It's really a heartbreaker, Diary, when it's someone you got a bit of a starstruck crush on. Nothing worse than catching Sandra Bullock on an off day and get close enough to see she's working on a unibrow like Jack Elam and a mustache like Joe Stalin. That was a wasted Viagra. Go out of your way to make it to a soiree because you know J-Lo gonna be there. She got so much spinach in her teeth, looked like she'd been swapping spit with Popeye. Worst of all, you agree to play Santa Claus at a charity gig because Mrs. Claus is going to be Sofia Vergara. She got the worst case of the stink foot I ever come across. Open-toed shoes to boot. Damn ills are dry heaving. The kids are crying on account of her hoof rot. That's a wasted peak of cleavage right there. I finally throwed a cup of hot cocoa on them paws. She said, ay, ay, ay. And then some Spanish cuss words I didn't understand. But it's too late. Spell was broken. Sorry, senorita, we ain't going to make it. Don't know how Al Bundy can take it. Walk away, poop foot, get to stepping. Even them boobies ain't going to be hipping. Yeah. And I'll tell you, Dyer, if you want your Tinseltown fantasy shot completely to hell, go to a pool party. I went to one last summer that just ruined me. It was Spielberg's Hacienda. I wander through the crowd, and I see this tall guy from behind. Got body hair like George Animal Steel. I knew it was Randy Quaid. I walked up and goosed him. Turned out to be Sigourney Weaver.
No.
I was in a bit of a shell shock, and before I could completely restore my faculties, I turned around and see this comely redhead getting out of the pool. Amy Adams. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, diary, I thought this going to be my lucky day. Well, it was until I saw the lower half. Now, diary, I'm not going to lie, but I thought she was smuggling carrot top in the bottom half of her two-piece. As I staggered backwards, I realized almost everyone in and out of that damn pool was, oh, I don't know how to say this exactly, unlandscaped. I reckon that poor pool boy, when he goes to clean the filter, he's going to think a sheepdog drowned in there. But at least he'll be able to use it to make him a blanket. Well, Dowry, I got a skedaddle. I'm taking Kathy Bates to get her back waxed. You got to start somewhere. Until next time, Diary. X's and O's. Gary. Busey. My shirt still smells like weed. I wonder if Taco Bell's open.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio.
Hey, hosses and hossettes. That's your old pal, Gary Busey. And I'm not working a lot over at Busey Nissan or working the fryer over at Busey Burgers or calling Gaylord Sartain at 2 in the morning to sing Buddy Holly tunes. I'm listening to my favorite fellow head injury patients, John Blundell, every morning on the Big Show. Oh. Man, when was the last time I had ham?
Big Show on the Radio, National Disc Jockey Appreciation Day.
Everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Appreciate your disc jockeys. Gotta learn how to talk like this back in the day.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
The burger business, that's what they call it. So, man, National Disc Jockey Day. I just gave Tater chills.
Yes.
You know, this, the bumper music?
Yeah.
You know, my brain is still working sometimes, even when I don't realize it.
Write it down. That was good.
I was like humming the bumper music right there that we just had. Mm. I was humming. And then when I hit it coming in, top of the hour, it was that music. So, like, with all the bumper songs that we have rotating here, my brain knew that after the last one, that was the next one coming up. Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
This is the greatest disc jockey ever.
You have to realize he's not reading titles or anything. It just...
What? No, it just...
Titles or anything. I should stop helping.
National disc jockey.
Get that man some cheese.
All right. Well, Well, me and Tater enjoyed it anyway. I just thought I'd let y'all in on it.
All right. I was impressed.
Don't take much to give her chills these days. Hey.
Or a hot flash.
I was
going the way. Jackie's hot flashing, Tater's chilling. All right, and it's fun here on the Big Show.
Yeah,
huh?
Ouch.
Cram it.
Good morning, Big Show's Auto Radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets an Asterilab CBD variety back. Buy it now. You can get 65% off. Use code JBB at checkout as while supplies last. Click on the link to BigShow.com. Must be 18 to win. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. First, yeah, some of the most requested tunes of 2021. This one coming in from my bro on call, Marvin Webster.
Out late at night and your head ain't quite right. Had too much to drink, you can't drive, you can't think. When the evening goes wrong, just whip out your phone. Call the man who gets your drunk ass home. Call the Uber guy. To your exact location he will fly. He won't even ask no question why. He'll just get you home so you don't die. He's hard to understand, cause he's from Uzbekistan. He's got peppermints if your breath's too intense. His car's pretty clean, and it rides like a dream. Just give him a tap on his smartphone app called the Uber guy. He's gonna come right to you by and by. It's his business just to satisfy. You don't need to get no DUI. My, it knows his job, he plays for keeps. He deals with drunks and pervs and creeps. Driving that Uber, that's all he's trying to do, y'all. The things he does for you. So please leave him a good review. Driving that Uber. Driving that Uber. He's driving that Uber. Driving that Uber. Oh, Uber guy. See, the man behind the wheel right here, he knows what's up. Which is more than I can say for you fools in the back seat. What is wrong with y'all? How old are y'all? You know, my daddy used to say, man, drink like that and don't eat, he is going to die. All I know is, I'm glad your smartphone is a little smarter than you are, or tonight could have had a very different end. Uber guy, gonna come right to you by and by. It's his business just to satisfy. You don't need to get no DUI. Hi, hi, hi. Uber guy. Oh, by the way, please try not to throw up in the back seat. You see them cheap-ass plastic seat covers? You know why they're there? Because of people like you. Act like you got some smarts. Please.
Well, that's a good mom, good work. All right, then, y'all, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. Found out Neil Armstrong may hold the title of being the first to step on the moon, but Buzz Aldrin claims he was the first to do this very human function on the moon.
What is pee on the moon?
Wee-wee. You understand they did not have zippers in the spacesuits. It was an inside job.
You learned a lot.
I sure did. Retaining it, too.
Yeah, I see.
Today's John Boy Jeopardy. Well, let's talk about space. Before settling on its formal name, this planet was suggested to be named George or Georgium.
What is Planet Fitness? I have no idea.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next.
Jeopardy.
Good Thursday morning, Big Show's Auto Radio. And you got to check out our video of the day. Watch the lighter. She was watching it. She was intent on that thing, wasn't she? She's changing clothes. Check it out at thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy! Jeopardy! And now, a man who's never been to Planet Fitness, but he has made several visits to Pizza Planet from Toy Story. He's John Boy.
Thank you.
Let's say hey to Freddie out of Westmoreland, Tennessee. Good morning, Freddie.
Morning, John Boy.
Good morning. All right, son, you first up. Let's see what you got. Before settling on its formal name, this planet was suggested to be named George or Georgium. What you got, Freddie?
Well, I was going to say my anus, but it can't be. It's got to be your anus.
So you're saying my anus?
Uranus.
Uranus. Let's see.
And thanks to both of you for working that so hard.
Yeah, it was.
Y'all committed. Both of you did.
That was a tough reach, too. Yeah, we had to work for that, didn't we? Hey, Freddie, good job there, buddy. Big old Astera Lab CBD variety pack head over to Westmoreland for you.
Thank you, sir. And you have a good one up there, and you say, let's go, Brandon.
All right. You got it, Freddie. Hang on, buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side, our time capsule for this Thursday morning, and the first call from Mad Max this year. Hang on.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Hello, I'm Clayton J. Spillsbury, the founder and president of the American Health Options League. A-Hole is a diverse coalition of people working to create a new American healthcare system for the 21st century. Who are these people? Well, if you watch TV, you've seen members of our public interest division at town hall meetings during the recent congressional recess. Across the country, these A-Hole people have been making their voices heard loud and clear. But our membership also includes the people of America's A-Hole insurance companies, working hard to control rising costs and deliver maximum value for their stockholders. And, of course, we're all proud of the A-Hole healthcare providers in hospitals, clinics, and doctor's offices, providing A-Hole quality service to patients every day. You're probably saying, wow, that's a pretty diverse group. Is it tough for these people to reconcile their different A-Hole agendas? You bet it is, but that's what our organization is all about. Our members get together on a regular basis to talk about the healthcare system and share their A-Hole ideas about how to change it. We believe great ideas can come from anybody because everybody has an A-Hole opinion. If you'd like to get involved, come out to an upcoming A-Hole convention at a town or city near you. When it comes to healthcare reform, you can count on the involvement of A-Hole people. We're committed to being part of the conversation and part of the ultimate solution, so that when the debate is over and the new healthcare system is finally created, all of America will stand up and say, wow, thanks a lot, A-Hole. For more information, call us at 800-555-A-Hole or visit our website at a-hole.org. I'm Clayton J. Spillsbury, one of the A-Hole people making plans for your future. We hope you'll join us because we believe A-Hole people are the ones who get things done.
This message paid for by the American Health Options League.
John Boy and Billy.
Oh, man, I hate those guys. More than I hate spinach, traffic jams, and the last few years of MASH.
Morning radio done right.
Good Thursday morning. It's a big show on the radio rolling through your January 20th, 2022. And if y'all in the numbers, look at it. 202022 is the numerical date.
You know, what do those numbers mean?
I don't know. Well, January is one. So 202022.
You didn't think he knew, did you?
Really? Later. Here's that call we're waiting on. Let's get it. Good morning, Big Show.
John Boy and Billy. Mad Max here.
Max, what's shaking?
What's shaking? Yeah. Who are you, Potsy from Happy Days?
Well, how's it going?
Well, how you think it's going? I'm calling, ain't I?
Yeah.
I'm mad as a mud fence. Wait, that's how ugly I am.
Right.
Anyway, boys, our top story, KFC is blazing a new trail in fast food. And considering what their old trail tastes like, I say it's about time. But wait. Move over, Impossible Whopper. KFC presents Beyond Chicken. If I may, I'd like to get this out of the way right up front. My big old butt. I'm not sure exactly what Beyond Chicken is made out of. From the pictures I've seen, it looks like they cut a bar of motel soap into bite-sized chunks, dipped them in batter, and dropped them in the fryer for about 90 seconds.
Oh,
how's it taste? The PR people at KFC say it's great, but what are they gonna say? The one food review I read says KFC's Beyond Chicken might be the best plant-based chicken on the market, which is kind of like being the tallest guy in the Japanese basketball league. Tastes like chicken is something people say about a lot of different kinds of meat.
Uh-huh.
But from what I remember, all of them are made out of, you know, meat. So why is KFC pushing fake chicken so hard? Well, officially, they're trying to offer a healthier alternative to regular fried chicken. But y'all know as well as I do, anybody looking for healthier alternatives ain't eating at KFC anyway. Well, maybe that's the point, Max. They're trying to get new people to eat at KFC. Well, let me make sure I'm understanding the plan here. You want a company that's world famous for fried chicken to make a product that ain't got no chicken in it. Well, actually, there might be some real chicken in the mix. Beyond Chicken is breaded and fried like regular KFC. And by the way, if you believe they're cooking it in a whole separate fryer from the one they cook the real chicken in, I hope it didn't hurt when you fell off the back of a turnip truck. It's safe to say that actual fried chicken comes in contact with Beyond Chicken at some point, which means hardcore vegans wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole because they can't have their fake chicken contaminated with real chicken. Okay, Max, but Beyond Chicken really is healthier than regular fried chicken. Well, are you sure about that? Because I Googled it. Regular KFC chicken's got 480 calories. Beyond Chicken has 480 calories. KFC chicken, 27 grams of fat. Beyond Chicken, 36 grams of fat. KFC, 1,400 milligrams of sodium. Beyond Chicken, 900 milligrams. So the healthier alternative has a tad less salt, the same calories, and even more fat. Plus, while Beyond Chicken tastes like deep-fried Band-Aid, KFC chicken tastes like chickens. Well, it ain't like chickens are endangered species, neither. There's 8 billion people on Earth. You know how many chickens there are? 25 billion. So the chickens decided to rise up against the humans. Every man, woman, and child in the world would have to fight off 3 chickens. Well, sure, most of us could probably pull it off, but I say, why take the chance? So you want to be a vegan? Knock yourself out. But if you walk into KFC looking for a healthier menu choice, your best bet is to eat the actual menu. Beyond chicken? If I'm at KFC, chicken is exactly where I want to be. If I was looking to go beyond chicken, I'd be at Arby's. So, to sum it all up, KFC, dance with the one that brung you. Health nuts, have a salad. Everybody else, sit down, shut up, and quit ruining my lunch. Jumbo and Billy, y'all have a nice day.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio.
Don't point at the microphone, man. I know what I'm doing. What? Come on. Bloody hell. Hello! This is Ozzy Osbourne, and I hate bubbles. But I love John Boy and Billy and the whole gang at the Big Show. What were we talking about, man? Oh, yeah. Rock and roll!
Shows on the radio with the Impossible Whopper and Beyond Chicken.
That'd be a good nickname for it.
Hey, man, does somebody want to call Max and tell him that it's vegans, not vegans?
Well, no. You know, we'll deal with it off here. You know, they're not from another planet. They just don't eat meat.
I think vegan was a car they made in the 70s. Yeah, Chevy.
Vega. Is there a planet named Vega?
No.
Maybe there's a star named Vega.
There's a star. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Vegas, yeah,
there's a town in Nevada.
Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we want to point out Mad Max's mispronunciation. Yeah.
He's in a bad enough mood already.
Good
right.
Luck if you do.
Viva you vegans.
Yeah. Yeah, wherever that. Big Show rolls on. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Got the easiest way for you to win coming up on a current events quiz. Take C, get an Astera Lab CBD variety pack. You heard all the great benefits of CBD. Well, now is the best time to try. You can buy it now. Get 65% off. Just use code JBB at checkout while supplies last. Must be 18 to win. Hang on. We'll play for it in minutes. Yeah, we learned that Spider-Man finally got knocked off the top spot, the number one movie in the world, after making several billion dollars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wow, crazy.
That was like over $700 million here. Yeah. Yeah. And then like 1.6 billion globally.
So it's kind of like the new Scream movie, right? Just knocked it off.
Yeah, Scream, yeah. Everyone wants to see the horror movie.
All right, well, hang on. Our rabbi reviewer has seen Spider-Man. You want it happen? Hang on. You're going to tell us about it in just a sec. First, I want to tell you that we are going to play the current events quiz. Oh, yeah, after that. I already told you about that. All right. Well,
wow, this is a good show, John.
I should listen. All right. Well, here we go. Our resident movie critic, Rabbi Myron Bergstein.
Shalomi, homies. What's happening, John Boyum and Billy Goyum?
Rabbi, so you ready for Christmas?
Or as we call it, Saturday. You know I'm Jewish, right, you fathead?
No, I kind of forgot.
What do you think? Rabbi has a position in curling? Look, I just went through Hanukkah. I ain't got the strength for another holiday. Consider yourself lucky, ding-dong. Christmas is one night and out. Hanukkah is 8 nights. That's a lot of presents. I can't believe it. You came up with that.
Well, you had a little palate cleanser with a trip to the movies, so did you take the grandkids?
No! I already spent a fortune on them. You think I want to come off the hip for tickets and popcorn and raspberry slushies for 10? Who do you think I am, anyway?
See, it's been kind of slim pickings this year at the movie, so what'd you wind up seeing?
Well, you're right about that. So I took the best option I could, and I saw Spider-Man. No way, homie.
No way home.
Well, maybe Billy will give you a ride. I got stuff to do. Well,
looks like the movie did pretty well at the box office.
You know what? I'm not one of them guys that gets all giggly about these superhero pictures, but this one was pretty good. The problem is, I can't really tell you too much. I don't want to get no hate mail from the goobers that listen to this show.
Well, our listeners send you hate mail?
No, but I can dream, can't I? Look, I'll tell you what I can. The movie starts with everyone knowing that Spider-Man's secret identity isn't a secret no more. Everybody and his brother know Spider-Man is really Parker Peters. Life is tough. He can't go nowhere, do nothing without people saying, "Hey, Spider-Man, climb a wall for me. Hey, Spider-Man, shoot web out of your butt."
I feel his pain. You know, everywhere I go, people yell, "Wah, wah, wah."
Yeah, it's the same thing. You can't stand it if it's not about you, can you? Boy, Jackie, you were right. Anyway, this poor kid needs some help. He wants to change the past, so he goes to the one guy who he thinks can help him. Dr. Weird.
Strange.
I know, right? And that's where it ends. That's as much as I can tell you. Except that a lot of the old villains are back. The Green Goblin is back. The Electric Ray Charles.
Who?
I don't know the guy's name. It's the guy who played Ray Charles with lightning coming out of his hands. Oh, and my favorite. The chubby guy with all the arms. The one and only Dr. J.
Octopus.
It's okay if it's cooked right.
No, the character is Dr. Octopus.
I thought that was the guy that used the abnormal brain.
That's Dr. Frankenstein.
I thought that was that little rat-faced geezer who can't seem to keep his story straight.
That's Dr. Fauci.
I thought that was the guy that could talk to animals.
That's Dr. Doolittle.
I thought that was the guy that was a doctor, damn it, not a miracle worker.
That was Dr. McCoy. Yeah.
I thought that was the guy who made his own swill in the basement and that turned him into a mean drunk.
That's Dr. Jekyll.
I thought that was the doctor that kept running out of patients.
That was Dr. Kevorkian.
I thought that was the guy who wouldn't blow up the planet if you paid him $1 million.
That was Dr. Evil.
I thought that was the guy who cleaned my carpets.
That's the rug doctor.
So who the hell am I thinking of?
Dr. Octopus.
See, the guy can reanimate the dead, but he can't give him a round head instead of a flat one. Get out of here!
So what did you think?
I think he screwed up when he made that woman. What's with the haircut?
Oh, the movie.
Oh, well, I gotta tell you, I really enjoyed it. You know, it's hard to follow sometimes, but it's full of surprises. And how can you not like that kid that plays Parker Peters? If you don't like that kid, there's something wrong with you. Never mind, you don't like the movie. You can't not like that kid. If you do, move to the equator so you can get used to the heat when you go to hell, you Philistine. But, you know, to each his own. And remember, go to a matinee. It's cheaper.
All right. Thank you. And hang on. The rabbi will review. Oh, no. I'm just kidding.
Hey, knock it off, you two.
All right. Quick, throw it to Billy for the current events quiz. What do we need to win, Podge?
A church in Australia tries a high-tech twist on the collection plate.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You told free line across America. Take C and win. We play. Play next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Got our video today. Watch the lighter and see what happens. Make a daily visit to BigShow.com. And don't get it registered. Win John Boy's weekly stuff. We got a Dukes of Hazzard General Lee 1969 Dodge Charger diecast car in the box. Autographed by George Barris, the designer of the General Lee. Take it out there and play with it. It is fun. Look at it at thebigshow.com. And right now, y'all remember what was that with the Pep Squad?
Uh-huh.
Ready?
Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Comb your hair and take the whiz. It's time for the current event quiz.
Say yay.
We all sound like we're joining in under protest.
Well, because we are.
Yeah, Randy was just lying. He didn't know what we were going to do.
No.
All right, Tommy from Radford, Virginia is on the line. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
Hey, y'all, buddy. Welcome. Tommy.
Well, it's cold. So cold outside.
That's cold outside.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I agree.
It is cold. Yeah, Tommy. All right, buddy. Well, you stay right there. Keep warm and listen to Biddley.
Well, St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney, Australia, put a modern spin on church fundraising. The cathedral announced on their Facebook page that we're introducing a new high-tech collection plate that lets parishioners give money to the church by tapping their credit card on the edge of the plate, kind of like the tap-and-go terminals you see at the cash register. Oh, and for the extra generous, the announcement explained that multiple payments of $10 can be made by tapping your card with several seconds between each transaction. But the church canceled the idea after a rash of complaints, especially about the $10 minimum nature of the process and the fact that they called it a payment. Said one disgruntled church member, A, it's not a payment, it's a contribution. B, what I give is between me and the Lord. Or C,
well, sounds like you're the ones who are going straight to hell.
What you got, Tommy?
Let's go with C.
All right, Tommy, good work, buddy. Big old Astera Labs prize pack headed up to Radford for you. Let's jump out, catch you up on your news. Gonna catch you up what's going on. Dismal seepage this weekend. All right, kicking off first year in style. Find out about it. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio for you Thursday, January the 20th. Uh-oh. News about the Royals. This is going to set up one of the most requested songs of 2021 on the Big Show Music Library.
Well, since it's National Disc Jockey Day, you want to do the story in your disc jockey voice?
Sure.
Okay.
Great idea. All right, let's catch up with Prince Harry, y'all. Prince Harry might not return to England for the Queen's Jubilee next month.
No, you're disc jockey boys.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth the 11th celebrates 70 years on the British throne. Oh, or is that a two in Roman numerals? Yeah. I don't know about Roman numerals. Who's Roman? I know the Roman noodles.
that's a good soup.
I lived on those. Anyway, hired back at somewhere. Over.
Back to England.
Yeah, back to England.
So the payoff is the part you didn't know.
The payoff is actually the song that, right. And the point that Ricky B. Sharp don't care about the Royals. Let's sing along with that.
We'll be this right after back.
I ain't never been across the pond. The only London I've been to is in Kentucky. That royal crowd don't turn me on. There's just one king, and that's Elvis Presley. But everybody's like, what time's Oprah? Where's Prince Harry? There's that American girl he married. I don't care. Their drama ain't my cross to bear. But everybody's like, sad little Meghan, poor little princess, mean Prince Charles, acting like a racist. No one cares. I'd like to feed them all to bears. Don't give a damn about royals. Lordy, what a pain. The only prince I care about is the one that sang Purple Rain. I don't need no ruler. Thinking they're so high class, and baby, they can all just kiss my ass. I never cared for fish and chips. I like my tea ice cold and really sugary. The only queen I cared about was a man named Freddie Mercury. But everybody's like, crowns and thrones and horse-drawn carriages, snaggletoothed inbreds, enforced marriages. No one cares. Can't you see our empty stares? But every show is all palace intrigue. Who'll be king next? Housefrau's gossip about royal sex. Who gives a crap? You stupid drooling sap. Screw all of them royals. I got better things to do. Like keeping communists from turning my red state blue. Don't need some monarch pushing us around. That's a real good way to wind up 6 feet underground. Oh, 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 oh. We're living in America. Don't need no Hail Britannica. Oh, 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 I don't give two spits about your fascination with the Brits. Nobody cares about royals. Spare me any praise. The only duke I care about is my favorite mayonnaise. Mind your own damn business. Don't fret about their strife. And maybe then you smarten up and get alive.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio. Well, there's always something exciting happening in Dismal Seepage, South Carolina. And here to tell us all about it is the mayor himself, the Honorable Merwin Q. Fiddleswoop. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, John Boy, and all your wonderful listeners. Well, 2022 is finally here. Sure, the world still sucks, but that doesn't mean you have to. And to those ends, I'm proud to announce a festival an entire year in the making, the first annual Dismal Seepage Resolution Revolution.
Wow, a year in the making. Well, tell us about it.
I sure will, John Boy. Last year, we solicited people from the area to make life-changing resolutions for the coming year. You know, lose weight, stop drinking, quit smoking, exercise more, save money, you know, the usual stuff. And for a mere $500 entry fee, folks could put their money where their motivation is and enter into this 12-month-long contest. We had 30 people step up and put it all on the line, and they did this knowing that they would be held accountable for their commitment.
Hold on a second. Held accountable sounds kind of ominous.
Come to think of it, it does sound a little Hunger Gamey, doesn't it? Can I finish?
Thank you better, yes.
And the person who best stuck to their guns will be crowned king of the Resolution Revolution.
Now, what's the point of all this?
That's a great question, John Boy. Well, you know as well as I do that we live in a world where accountability and personal responsibility are about as rare as a Carolina Panthers win. Layabout kids trying to get Uncle Sam to pay for their college debt, fat people suing fast food companies, ticket buyers suing Hollywood.
Really?
No, but they should. Have you seen any of the crap lately? Pathetic. Well, we'd like the good people of Little Dismal Seepage to set a nationwide example for keeping your word and sticking to your commitments.
And if they don't?
That's when the fun begins. See, I knew that a big percentage of these contestants didn't have the sand to last a year. The honor system was a non-starter with these goobers. So each one was assigned a monitor. And when they slipped up, we just took pictures and documented it. Nobody gets a free ride. It
sounds like Big Brother kind of stuff.
Whatever works. The weekend kicks off with the big Pride and Shame Parade. The five contestants who excelled and met their goals ride in a luxurious carriage courtesy of Giddy Up Gary's horse-drawn limos and falafel hut. The losers have to dress in flesh-colored bodysuits and escorted by their monitors who chant shame, shame, like in Game of Thrones.
Wasn't that woman naked?
Yeah, you know, I actually thought about doing that, but, you know, most of these people are built like Peter Griffin from Family Guy, so pass the beat on that.
That's a little humiliating.
Now you're getting it. The rest of the weekend will be dedicated to showing everyone what winners and losers look like.
It sounds so mean.
Oh, well, we try. Saturday, we'll have the folks who couldn't quit smoking engaged in an MMA-style shoot-fighting festival. The winner gets a lifetime supply of nicotine gum and patches.
The losers?
10% off their hospital. It'll stay. The hard drinkers who couldn't stay on the wagon will be sent on a week-long luxury booze cruise sponsored by Old Buzzard Puke Bourbon. When you don't care what you drink, drink puke.
Doesn't sound like punishment.
Oh, well, they'll be locked in their room with only water and Ensure. Take a pull off that, drunkie. The folks who didn't stick to their diets will be forced to work in the not-so-fast fat boy food truck, where you have to weigh in to eat. If you're over the limit...
Not-so-fast fat boy?
Check out the big brain on John Boy. But the best is yet to come. For the people that didn't stick to their exercise regimen, they'll be on a treadmill all weekend long.
All weekend? Now, can't they just jump off?
Well, sure. But that's when they'll really start running, because they'll all be wearing jogging shorts made of horse meat, sponsored by Lucy Biscuits Equine and Dine Meat Market.
Oh, wow. So what makes them run?
They'll each have a massive pit bull waiting to be released if they make a break for it, so, yeah.
That's diabolical.
Come on now, you're going to make me blush. And Sunday night, we'll introduce the winners.
Now, what do they win?
Well, I mean... What do you mean, what do they win? What greater prize is there than the satisfaction of a job well done?
Yeah, but at $500 to enter times 30 is like $15,000. Where does that money go?
So come join the fun. Big, big, big Dismal Seepage Resolution Revolution. And remember, if you want to throw tomatoes and eggs during the Shame Parade, they will not be provided.
$15,000 would buy a lot of eggs and tomatoes.
I wish you'd shut up.
Good morning, the Big Show is on the radio.
Hello, fellow good old boys. This is your old partner, Sven Jordi Dirksen, all the way from over here in Hammerlanger Fjord, Norway. I tell you what, when you're stuck waxing the family yak, there's no better way to pass the time than listening to John Boy and Billy on that Big Show. I only wish the show was longer. That yak waxing takes a while, I tell you that.
Good Thursday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Rolling through you January the 20th. Right there. take a day to visit to thebigshow.com. Check out a video today. Watch the lighter. You know, watch the old pie in the face. That girl looked like she dressed up ready to go out on the town. Maybe she's going to have to go change, ain't she?
Redo her makeup and everything.
And also, look at the picture of John Boy's weekly stuff that you can win. Just register. The Dukes of Hazzard's General Lee 1969 Dodge Charger diecast car. Autographed by George Barris, the designer of the General Lee. I thought it was one of a kind. I found it in my stuff in my office, but Randy's got one in his office, too.
Mm-hmm. You ain't giving mine away.
See, I love you more than Randy. So, y'all, register at thebigshow.com.
You right? Can't have my cornbread.
Entertainment news in minutes. All right, Big Show rolls on. Good morning, got a Big Show on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit in that John Boy and Billy 5-gallon bucket. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives. Available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Hang on, play for it in minutes. Right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
I appreciate it. Let's run through the box office real quick. Want to?
Whee!
Scream has finally ended Spider-Man No Way Home's four-week reign at the box office.
Really?
Scream is number one. Yep, the horror flick opened with $34 million over the weekend.
So it's kind of like a reboot of the other Jigsaw puppet.
Well, it was
no,
a whole
Scream
series.
Was a,
Saw.
It,
it's a whole series.
But it's not. It is it not like Saw?
No, it's like Scream.
It's like Scream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, Stick, my middle son and his buddy Sam went to see that over the weekend. Scream and said it was it's crazy because they talk about it like you want to go to the babies. They keep accusing somebody being the murderer and you just want me to go to the basement so I can kill you and stuff like that.
Yeah, they take advantage of all the cliches that everybody that watches horror movies know about. It's like the characters are aware of all that stuff,
yeah,
which is a very cool way to do it. Yeah.
That's different, ain't it?
Yeah. Hmm.
But Spider-Man had a very good run. Even though they're not number one, they are number two, and they brought in domestically $702.9 million.
$702.9 million.
And $1.6 billion globally.
And that's 4 weeks that Spidey was on top.
Right, number one, yep.
Wow. Yeah, that's enough.
Well, further down the list, Sing 2 opened up at third. The 355 was in fourth place, and The King's Man was in fifth place.
So what's a 355 deal?
It is some kind of a caper movie with an all-star cast, or an all-female cast, excuse me.
Oh, okay.
So it's like that Ocean's 8 or something like that.
It's the James Bond version of Ghostbusters, the female version, while tanked in the box.
Well, that doesn't sound good. Okay.
Well, not when you put it like that, of course.
Well, they're hot women, so yeah, it's not hard to watch.
All right.
Hard to sit through.
There, Uncle Pervy.
Just show me a picture and let me get it over with.
Yeah. I like girls. What a pervert.
So moving along to the Rust movie, there's some news that has surfaced from this. The armorer who worked on the set of the movie Rust, Alec Baldwin's film, and she's also one that loaded the gun that ultimately killed the cinematographer, she is suing the ammunition supplier. The investigation into the deadly shooting has focused Hannah Reed, who is believed to have somehow loaded a live bullet into the chamber instead of blanks, and she has denied responsibility and is now suing PDQ Arm and Prop, which is a New Mexico-based weapons and ammunition supplier that provided all of the inert ammunition for the film.
So she's claiming she reached into the box of dummies and loaded
a live round.
There was a live round in there.
The lawsuit
Isn't
argues that the
that
company
she mixed them up.
The lawsuit argues that the company was negligent and mixed a live bullet in with the blanks. And that lawsuit reads, Hannah relied upon and trusted the defendants would only supply dummy props, ammunition, or blanks, and no live rounds were ever to be on set. It also describes a number of dangerous incidents on the set in which dummy rounds were accidentally fired. This is all according to the USA Today. So just take him to court.
Wow. Well,
yeah. Well.
Snoop Dogg in the news. Yeah. And he's cooking up something new. The rapper looks to sell signature hot dogs under the brand name Snoop Dogs. Anyone see that coming? Anyone?
That took a while.
Snoop Dogs. He's trademarked it.
Put them on and listen to them snizzle.
I bet they're hard to keep lit.
You figure sometimes Snoop been sitting around high, thought of that.
You mean, think?
You know, at first.
Yeah, but then he kept forgetting it. Somebody finally wrote it down. It took years. Yeah.
Well, he was on Jimmy Kimmel once and was talking about when he watched a video on how hot dogs were made and said he'd never eaten one of those.
Okay.
But he'll sell you one. And some of his past brand deals include gin, cannabis, and cookbooks, according to Billboard magazine. Mm-hmm. All right, the fourth and final season of Ozark, a Netflix series based on the Lake of the Ozarks, is set to premiere this Friday.
How about that, huh?
So it's back. It's been nearly 2 years since fans got to see the last episode, and Netflix will release 14 episodes of Ozark throughout the course of 22.
And as this Friday.
Yep, mm-hmm. It starts this Friday. And it's been 7 years since Justified fans got a fix with Timothy Oliphant. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're a fan, be happy because Timothy, I call him Timmy, is back for more trigger happy behavior with the follow up series Justified City Primeval.
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 No, no, it's EVAL, so it's not evil. It says primeval. Primeval.
Oh my God!
Bless your heart.
I don't like y'all.
This is why she's
better call Sal.
This is why she's not doing education
news. Right. Man, that is awesome. I love Justified. It's one of my favorites of all time. So, we don't know whether our buddy Nick Searcy,
Timothy Oliphant is the only guy that we know is going to be involved in it so far.
Because
there's been very little information come out yet. I don't even think they've started shooting it yet.
And they're kind of basing him in Miami, back to his childhood home in the poor rural mining town of Eastern Kentucky, where he interacted with Walton Goggins. It's going to pick up with him 8 years later after he left Kentucky behind and lives in Miami now, balancing his life as a U.S. Marshal and dealing with a teenage daughter.
Okay.
So that's where that's picking up. And Rolling Stone has announced, has reported that Weird Al Yankovic's life is going to be the subject of a biopic. Huh. And Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, has signed on to play him.
Harry Potter is going to be Weird Al Yankovic?
Yep.
Wow.
And this, the story will be told on Roku. It's their first original biopic. It will be written by Funny or Die's Eric Appel. Anyway.
I don't know. You're the linguistics expert.
I think it's pronounced Oliphant.
It's pronounced Primeval.
And Weird Al. Weird Al, they're going to be writing it and directing it.
Oh, God.
All right, that's it. I'm going to back up. I bleed anymore.
In front of the microphone.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby. All right, well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. Here we go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. You can also go to thebigshow.com. So we urge you to do every day. Click that on-air contest button. You on a plane and can't get through, Jackie call you. We play next. Good Thursday morning. The Big Show's on the radio right now. Let's get through this. About the show. Action. No, hit it.
Well, everybody's about the bird.
Wordy, let's meet our contestants. We got Andy from Charlottesville, Virginia. Good morning, Andy. Yes, sir.
Tater, I'm feeling really good about our chances today.
Well, let's meet who is on y'all's team. It's Bill from Cameron, North Carolina. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning there, John Boy.
Morning.
Hey there.
All right. So, Bill, it's you, Tater, and Randy. And Andy on the John Boy and Billy side. God, it is. You still feeling good about the chances, huh?
Andy? Yeah, well, the kind of day you've been having, sure.
No, man. All right, Andy, you going to come on in here?
Thank you for doing the taped versions. I get to listen to you guys all day long. And now you're going to talk bad about me.
Oh, you mean the podcast.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, let's hope this is going to be worth you going back and listening to you hopefully win this round of wordy words.
So don't let you down, okay?
Yeah, that's right. All right, dear. So, Bill, you relax. Me and Andy will go for the first 30 seconds. All right.
All right.
Here we go, Andy. You ready, buddy?
I'm ready, buddy.
All right. Starting the clock now. I don't live in the city. I live out in the...
woods, country.
No, yes. All right. When you take a week off in the summer, it is your...
vacation.
Yeah. All right. Vacation. This is a cute little bear in Australia.
Koala.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. This is a... you go to a blank surgeon to get your face fixed.
Blank. Plastic surgeon.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Blank if you love Jesus on your horn.
Horn. Ha.
Yeah. Yeah. A blank beam in space. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we end up with a five on the board, Andy. Good word. Put a five up there. Right.
I like, if you don't live in the city, you live in the woods. There's no middle ground.
All right. Now we got Bill and Tater for their round one. Bill, are you ready?
Let's go for it.
Okay. Right.
And go.
A blank beam. You might play a blank tag where you shoot these at each other. It's not bullets. It's like light. It's a blank beam.
Laser light. Light beam. Laser beam.
Yeah, laser. Boy. All right. You might call the blank control when you've got rats and bugs and stuff in your house.
Bug control.
No, a blank control. They're all of them. They're all just what? They're bothering you. They're a what? Yeah. Yes, pest.
Yep.
You might pay this on a bridge. You have to pay to drive on the highway. It's a what?
Toll bridge.
Yep. You use this. It's delicious.
Right.
Delicious.
So, Bill put a three on the board.
Sorry
that
about
was
that,
tough
Bill.
To do. Yeah, right. So, okay, Andy leads by two. Here we go into round two. Andy, you're with Billy. Are you ready?
I am ready. Let's get him, Billy.
All right.
And go.
Crest is a brand of what? Crest.
Toothpaste.
Yep.
There Toothpaste. You go. See, when your tire goes flat, you have to go in the trunk and get the what?
Spare.
Yep. Let's see. A vinyl LP is also called a what?
Record.
Yep. You might go to a theater to see a what?
Movie.
Yep. You call the blank guard if something weird's going on in the building. You call the blank guard.
Coast guard. Security guard.
Yep. There you go. A buy blank or a uniblank.
As the buzzer. All right, so we'll put another five on a five, a 10 for Andy. So Bill and Randy, seven will tie, eight will win.
Okay.
Bill, are you ready?
Yeah, as ready as I can be.
Gonna have to be mostly you. Ready? Go.
All right, so it has two wheels and you ride it. It's a Say it again.
Bicycle motorcycle.
Yeah, all right, so you do this when you're going to get out of the car. You have to take it into this kind of lot.
It's kind of lock when you get out of the car.
Yeah, you got to get out of the car.
Park?
Yes. What kind of lock?
Park?
What kind
parking,
of
parking,
lock?
Parking, give it to
damn,
him.
Please. How about...
So Andy wins. The final score looks like, what, 10 to 5 is what it is.
He just lost complete faith in Randy right off the bat. He's like, what are you talking about?
I told you, Bill, it's going to be mostly on you. Bill, well, you can try again anytime, buddy, all right?
Oh, brothers, I appreciate you guys.
Man,
you guys doing a great job out there.
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. And we got our classic beer request of the morning
Andy
right here.
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Justin, you got your big old prize pack headed your way. Roger, buddy.
And thanks,
Justin,
buddy.
You say
it.
I'd like to hear the Ward Burton Cats Kid Steer
Session.
Thank
you, man. Thank you very much, Andy.
You hang on with Jackie.
Coming up next.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Something you'd like to hear. The Big Show, 41 years of archives. This is the time that we do it. Go to thebigshow.com. Shoot us a line. Or go to the John Boy Billy Facebook page. We got many John Boy Billy fan pages at radio stations across America. But Tater ain't got all day. She can't go to all the fan pages. She does have a life outside of this job that I just found out about.
Nope, I don't think so. I think she's lying.
You just found out about the life part or the job part?
Just begging on Tater. Great job. Okay.
Her life, not so much.
Justin Mazzell from Gatesville, North Carolina. Here's your request, Justin.
Ward, you have your script there?
Yeah, I sure do, buddy.
All right, okay. All right, let's go. Are we ready, Jack? Are we rolling? Okay, here we go. Hey, Billy, you know about Caterpillar, right?
Sure. The Cat NASCAR team won the Daytona 500. I'd love to drive that car to work one day.
How about if you leave the driving up to me?
Hey, it's Ward Burton, Daytona 500 winner.
What brings you out of the Cat race car?
Well, the folks at Carolina Tractor want me to tell everybody that they're giving away a brand new Cat steer loader.
What's the scoop on how I can win one, Ward?
Just go to the website, www.catsteerloader.com. And go see that guy over there.
Now, guy, that's all one word.
.com.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
That's all right, man. Where you want to pick up, Randy?
Again, I think we're going to have to go from the top.
All right, going from the top.
Going from the top. I don't know if I'll ever get this done. Okay. Just go to their website, www.catskierloader.com, or head over to the Carolina dealers.
That's Cat Skid Steer Loader. It's all one word, right?
Cat Skid Steer Loader. Y'all gonna really make fun of me now, but
no, actually, that was just my next line. So.
Cat Steer Loader.
Are you sure you work for Caterpillar?
Hell no, that's why I just leave it at Cat. I don't ever say Caterpillar. Y'all might want me to say my damn lines and y'all go back to work.
That sounds good, Randy. Just put him in. All right.
Cat Skid Steer Loader.
All right, here we go. All right. Cat Skid Steer Loader, all one word.
That's right. You can sign on, check out all the features and the new different Cat Skid Steer models and register for a chance to win a new one.
One more time, it's Cat Skid Steer Loader.
I can't say it. I've tried. Well, I'll try to get it right for you. Who's doing this recording anyway?
Just say that Cat Skid Steer Loader and Randy can put it in.
Well, I'm trying, man. How much y'all getting paid for this?
I don't know.
Not as much as you, and you're the one that's blowing it.
All right, here we go. I hope we aren't on live.
No. Oh, my God, we are.
No, we're not.
Just go to their website, www.catskidsteerloader. Catskidsteerloader.
That's right.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
That's right. You can sign on and check out all the features and the new Catskids. I'm going to have to stop waking up so early and go working out and go to speech and school or something.
Sounds like you've been hanging out with Rusty Wallace.
Y'all got any coffee or something? Maybe it'll speed up my voice a little bit or something. All right, here we go. Right. Well, the folks at Carolina Tractor want me to tell everybody that they're giving away a brand new Cat Skid Steer Loader.
Perfect! Yeah. We knew you could do it.
And now you're saying it perfect every time, so say it a lot.
You see why I got sent to military school and summer schools and all kind of stuff.
Thank you, Ward.
Well, thank y'all so much, and I'll try to drink some coffee so I can cough fast.
Call us anytime, man.
Thanks, Ward.
Y'all stay in touch, guys.
All right, then.
Cat Skid.
Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio here a few more minutes on this January the 20th. having a birthday today. Happy birthday. You're sharing one with Dwight Schrute from The Office. I never knew his real name. Rainn Wilson. Rainn Wilson. He's 56 years old today. Hey, old buddy, country singer John Michael Montgomery is 57 years old today. Happy birthday, John Michael. Joan Rivers, hump daughter Melissa, is 54. Director-producer David Lynch, 76.
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks, all right.
And lots of movies.
Actor Skeet Ulrich is 52.
He's like his
was
name.
Was he on Saved by the Bell?
No, that's Screech Ulrich.
You know, I just like that name. He was in the lineup, so I stuck
okay,
him on there.
All right, I got you. And we found out this week on John Boy Jeopardy that Buzz Aldrin was the first human to wee-wee on the moon.
A claim he himself made.
So are you doubting Buzz?
No, I'm just saying you're that desperate, Buzz, really?
That was me. I did that.
Well, Buzz is 92 years old today.
Yeah, and you don't want to mess with him. You know, if you want to get him riled up, just tell him the moon launch was fake.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, he'll swing
really
hard.
Yeah,
he will. Yeah.
Oh, Buzz will knock you down. Wiz on you. All right. Well, happy birthday, Buzz. I believe you. I mean, no, the moon land, of course, but the wee-wee part, too. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Way to smooth it out.
Okay, no problem. All right, well, take us on, Billy.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Hi, y'all. Hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll be back at it celebrating Friday. First thing on tomorrow. We love you and we mean it. All right, Randy, what you got?
Well, you've only got a couple of hours left. If you're going to pull a party out of your ass, you might want to stand up.